The Officer Jack McLam program coming to you from the High Rocky Mountains of Idaho, USA. It's a Saturday morning here in the USA, and it's absolutely beautiful here in the Great Rocky Mountains. Hope it's a nice day where you are. Well, folks, I'd like to start off the program this morning updating you. A lot of people are concerned what has happened to my Army Major son, Augustine McLam. When his daughter was molested here a few months ago by an Army doctor at the Heidelberg Army Hospital there in Heidelberg, Germany. And I haven't done an update for a while, and people are bugging me about it, and I'm bad. I should have. I'm hearing from my son regularly, and there's some good things going on and bad things going on. You know, my son was in Iraq, in Baghdad, when he got notified by his wife, he'd been there about a month and a half on his second tour in January, and February he was contacted by his wife and told that the Army hospital at Heidelberg, the doctor, the psychologist, I think it is, that they put her in the care of, was molesting her for about a year. Now, little Rebecca is a 10-year-old young lady, and the family was absolutely shocked because, remember, little Rebecca was put in the hands of this psychologist because when my son was in Baghdad the first time, little Rebecca was 8 years old then, and she was molested by an older girl who was the daughter of a top official there in Heidelberg, and that case went absolutely nowhere because the Army was protecting the high up official and his daughter. And my Army Major son, who's been in the Army 19 and a half years, was not considered in that situation. And so when we get back on the other side of the break here, I'm going to update you on how my son Augie and his wife Frances and the children are doing. And some good things have happened because of your help and your calls and your emails. So I'll tell you about that when we get back.
We'll be right back. There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
With Mother's Day rapidly approaching on May 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The Classic Rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts, and when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses, dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com. Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Back to the Officer Jack McLam program, folks. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, up here in the Great Rocky Mountains at our two police and military associations as we speak this morning. And I wanted to bring you an update on my Army Major son, Augustine McLam, and his family, because so many of you, praise the Lord and thank you so much, have become involved and helped when they allowed him to come home on emergency leave, you will recall, many of you, and handle his family for about 1 month. And then they told him he's going right back to Baghdad. And his family was absolutely in shambles. If you can imagine, his little 8-year-old daughter molested by a bigger girl, and nothing could be done because the high-up Army official was involved, and that was his daughter. And so my son's daughter did not have the standing and or the care of the Army in that situation. So she needed to have psychological help, and so they put her in the hands of a psychologist, a well-known psychologist there by the name of Dr. Rubies, R-U-B-E-S, at the Heidelberg Army Hospital, and she began to be molested by him, and told these very horrendous story about how he had her undress, and then he undressed, and what he had her do to him, and and that he would hit her with objects in the office when she wouldn't perform properly. At that time, she was 10 years old now, and she began to lose weight, a tremendous amount of weight, and she withdrew from the family and was having panic attacks. And my son and wife thought it was because he was leaving once again for Baghdad, and he did leave last January. They didn't realize that she was being molested by, at 10 years old, by her doctor for about a year until she finally broke and told the family or her mother that the doctor threatened that he would come over if she told anybody and rape and kill her mama, rape and kill her 12-year-old sister, and have her brother, her 14-year-old brother, sent away from the home. And also, he said he would have her father killed in Iraq. And so somehow, praise God, this little 10-year-old girl was able to break through all that, those scare tactics, which could very well be serious threats, because these pedophiles, of course, are animals. Let me withdraw that. No animal is like that. They're monsters, okay? Yes, there are no animals like this man or these pedophiles. But this monster doctor could very well be of the type, as this old cop knows from spending my whole career in the high crime area of Phoenix, Arizona, as a police officer and police investigator, could very well carry out these threats even today. But so Augie was going to be taken back to Baghdad a month after he was home. His wife had collapsed on the floor and passed out through all this stress, and his daughter was having severe emotional problems, and they were going to take him away and put him back in Baghdad and just let Francis carry on with the handling the investigation with the army and trying to protect her daughter from this monster doctor that said he was going to rape her mama and her sister and kill them and so forth. And so you became involved. You folks became involved, praise God. Thank you. And called your senators and called your congresspersons and sent emails to the two generals there, Augie's general in Iraq, and Augie's general there in 5th Corps headquarters there in Heidelberg, Germany. And there was enough pressure brought to bear by you folks and congressmen and senators calling and starting investigations into this. They said, now we haven't seen any proof of that, but at least a congressman had called and said they were going to start investigations into this case. And the most serious thing was to all of us, secondary, of course, to the molestation of our 10-year-old little Rebecca, was that they allowed this Army doctor to stay on duty and continue, and he's still continuing today, to treat more young children in his closed room there at the Heidelberg Army Hospital while the pedophile investigation is going forward. The criminal investigation is going forward. And so absolutely unheard of. I mean, this is absolutely unheard of. But what your calls and letters did do was cause the generals to get their heads together and say, well, we better let this Army major, Augustine McLam, stay home with his family a little longer. So they gave him until June 20th with his family instead of whisking him away here last month from his family that's terribly broken at this time, and allowed him to stay till June 20th with his family. So we were truly, folks, the whole family was praising the Lord for your intervention and help. And we also told you, which is a fact, that the Army circled the wagons around this pedophile doctor and would not let anything touch him, kept him on duty, and are protecting the pedophile doctor. The JAG Corps, you know, the lawyers for the Army, told my son that they were going to protect the doctor from his accusations. And CID, the Criminal Investigation Bureau that's supposed to investigate these crimes, has done a very, very poor job of investigating the crime. And matter of fact, my son updates us here. I'm going to read you the update here in just a minute, that once he leaves Germany, they're going to drop the investigation against this pedophile doctor and leave him there to molest other children. So we're very upset about this, folks. We're praising the Lord that Augie is still there with his family to protect him from this monster doctor. And we've discussed before how this, how you can tell that my 10-year-old granddaughter is telling the truth about this. She couldn't possibly have made up the things that she said about this pedophile doctor, because the things she said about this pedophile doctor, folks, was so important to a police investigator, because we, who are police investigators, know how pedophiles work and how they threaten their victims and how they make them perform, okay, the acts they want them to perform. And so little Rebecca, along with telling a gruesome story of the sexual things that she had to perform and that he did, the gruesome details of that, along with the tactics and techniques pedophiles use to hold their victims so that they don't go out and tell, it could not have come from a 10-year-old girl of any position in life. Not even a 10-year-old little girl down in the ghetto could have come up with these facts that only police investigators and researchers into pedophiles know that she came up with. And so anyway, folks, let me give you an update here. What has happened that we need your help with, again, if you do not mind, is that, number one, we need to safeguard the other Army family's children from this pedophile doctor, Dr. Rubes, R-U-B-E-S, R-U-B as in Bravo, E-S, and get him off duty during the investigations. Now, even though CID is not conducting what I would call a good investigation into this pedophile, this criminal, child molester, but so far we believe the investigation is still ongoing, even though they have everything they've done has been to protect him and his reputation and to persecute my son for him going outside the Army and trying to get help, because the Army would not help him at all protect his family and try to prosecute this monster. And so we need your help now, because Augie, just like he and I had spoken about, since he had to go outside the Army to his dad, me, and I had to go to you folks to get help, to get my son to be able to stay there with his broken family so that this pedophile monster wouldn't come and kill and rape his mom, or his wife, the children's mom, and then rape and kill their other daughter, their older daughter, and so forth, and protect the family, which we were able to do with your help. They now have started to punish my son for protecting his family and trying to get the other Army families protected from this pedophile, this monster doctor who's molesting children and should not be handling cases while the investigations go forward. My son also had to go outside the Army and go to the German officials to start a German police investigation into this monster, a child molester doctor, and the Army didn't like that. And so they're now persecuting my son in 19 and a half years as being a hardcore, gung-ho Army officer. He has now gotten his first bad review for the last 6 months, I believe it is. Everybody in the Army gets a review, and he's gotten the worst review he's ever had in the Army. And also he's being denied a medal that he should be getting for service. And so, anyway, folks, those 3 points we'll talk about when we get back in just a minute.
Headline news. The much-anticipated bird flu pandemic. Whether you consider it dangerous or not makes no difference. It will still be the reason to confine and restrict travel. Conclusion. If we can't feed ourselves locked down at home, Homeland Security will be forced to bring us to gathering centers. Remember Katrina and the Superdome? The World War II bomb shelters in England? And the concentration camps throughout history? They were all huge disease incubators infesting confinees with dozens of life-threatening illnesses. Even if the wimpy little bird flu can't get you, the camps and the immunization will. If the government says store some non-perishable food, you know we'll need a lot. Decide how many years of food your family needs and get it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, bad food plans are life-threatening. Call the co-op at 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied towards your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. We have an important guest standing by, but I just wanted to give you out some information here. We're very, very deeply concerned about other children being molested by this monster doctor there at Heidelberg Army Hospital, folks. I hope you are, too. So we would ask you once again to call your senators and congresspersons and tell them what's happening, that my son is okay at this time. He's still with his family, and thank them if they made calls or looked into this, because all of our calls and emails caused my son to be able to remain with his family to protect them at this time and to try to get them back on their feet. But this doctor is still there being able to molest other children. I can tell you as a police investigator, pedophiles don't just molest one child, folks. I know you know this. There's a standard stat that comes out of the FBI that they will molest at least 100 to 150 children before they're caught the first time. Now, we don't know if that's the case with this Dr. Ruby's or not, of course. But that's just a standard stat. So we know that he's molested other children and possibly still molesting children at this time, since the Army has circled the wagons around him and are protecting him and punishing my son. So in the first place, while this German investigation is going forward, criminal investigation by the German police. And the CID investigation, they say, they allege, is still going forward. This doctor, it is standard operating procedure that when you're accused of horrendous crimes, you're removed from duty until, you know, until the crime, the investigations are resolved to protect other people. And so this is the first order of business. And then I hope that you will tell the congressmen and senators, too, that my son, Major Augustine McLam, is being persecuted now for having to go outside the Army to get help to protect his family and to try to save his family. And so he's gotten the worst review he ever received, and they're ticked at him. Sure they are, because it's a standard situation that you keep Army business in the Army. Well, the Army has totally let down this Army family. And can you imagine, folks, I can't imagine how it could be worse, but if you were just a sergeant or a corporal and not a major who'd been in the Army 19 and a half years, what would happen to your family? Well, it's incredible. It's just a shocker to me, this old Vietnam vet, and to my son, who's been in the Army family for 19 and a half years. A good soldier, never had a bad review ever in all that time. And so, and then he told me the other day that he looks like he's not going to get his award for being on duty there and in the combat zone that everybody gets, you know, because they're mad at him and they're persecuting him. But a good thing is they have now changed their mind, and instead of sending him back to Baghdad right away, they're sending him to Fort Sam Houston in Texas. And I believe that's somewhere in the San Antonio area, because my son says he's finally going to get his family out of the crime scene area where they will be a little more safe, even though this doctor probably has the money to hire a hitman to take out our little dear Rebecca. Because this is not just in the movies, folks. I can tell you as a police investigator that witnesses can disappear. And when people have money and they are psycho criminals like this monster doctor is, they can think up all kinds of reasons to make their problems go away. And so at least the family will be down in the San Antonio area at Fort Sam Houston. I'm not quite sure where that's at. They're in Texas. But anyway, they'll be arriving there on June the 14th, and the family should be safer. I wish they were coming up here with me, because I can tell you one thing, they would be totally safe if they were up here at our 11 Christian constitutional communities up here in Idaho County, Idaho. But they will be going down to Fort Sam Houston, and I pray and have told my son to be very watchful. Never let Rebecca out of his eyes or out of his view. His wife and him have to be careful, because we don't want to see anything happen to Rebecca, the only witness to this horrendous crime at this time. Now, hopefully the German police will interview the present and past clients of this doctor and find out how many more kids he's molested. I don't think CID is doing that. I hope they would be doing that, but we don't know. The Criminal Investigation Division for the Army, because they've been there seeming to protect this pedophile doctor. So that's it, folks. Augie says he's pleased to still be with his family and wants me to thank all of you and say that his wife and him and the family are praising God for all of you out there who have made calls and sent emails. And now, if you wouldn't mind, the family asks that you protect other Army families by continuing to do the same thing, okay? I'll come back, and our guest is on the line. I hope. I haven't heard anything, but I think our guest is on the line, and we'll get into the business that we were going to talk about today before these updates came in from my son, and he asked me to share them with you. We'll be back, folks, right after this with more of the Officer Jack McLam program. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. We want to hurry right along with our guests, but want to give you a little more information. When you contact your congressmen and senators, which we hope you will, and tell them of the horrendous threat, absolute danger to Army families, children there in the Heidelberg Army Hospital because of this Dr. Ruby still being on duty. Please give them the name of my son's attorney. My son, even just on his Army pay, he's had to get an attorney in Germany because the government, the Army won't help him and his family in Germany, and he's had to hire an attorney in Austin, Texas, and I want to give you his name so that you can tell this to the congressmen and senators, and they can contact his attorney there in Austin, Texas, too. His attorney's name in Austin, Texas is Hanko, H-A-N-K-O, H-A-N-K-O, the third is the last name, and his first name is George, George J, period. Middle name, middle initial J, Hanko, H-A-N-K-O, the third. And that will help the congressmen and senators if they're going to start an investigation, ask them to do so, because all the Army families' children are threatened there in Heidelberg Army Hospital, that the families are going in thinking that they can trust this doctor with their children, and of course he's not trustworthy, and this doctor should not be in service to the families of the Army there while this criminal investigation is going forward. So thank you, folks, for that very much. And let's go now to our dear brother, Captain Darrell Eberhardt, retired out of the military. We'll bring him on in just a second, but let me give you a little bit of information here. Captain Darrell Eberhardt is a Christian man and has been for years. I guess he tells me his entire family, it seems like, has been Roman Catholic for years and years and years. And how he broke out of that and became a Christian would be another story for another day. But I called him again a few days ago and told him, I said, Captain Darrell Eberhardt, I'm being besieged again here at our two police and military organizations with Christians that are chastising us for not just sitting back and doing nothing. And we're not supposed to be standing up against the evil government because their ministers have taught them that all evil governments of God, and we're supposed to go along and become a part of the evil by doing everything evil government tells us to do. Basically, that's what the preachers are telling them. And we're not supposed to be standing up, speaking out, writing our nasty aid and abet police military newsletter on constitutional issues. And we're just supposed to be prepared for the rapture that's coming next week. And there's nothing we have to do but just withdraw into our prayer closets and pray that the rapture gets here before the Antichrist grabs us. And I'm so sick of this. I am so sick because I have good pastor friends, and Captain Darrell Eberhardt will tell you the same thing. The reason we're in the trouble we're in this nation today is that God's people have believed their pastors that went to seminaries and got mistrained, misdirected, and misguided starting in 1907 when the evil Schofield Reference Bible came out. And that's where the pastors began to be taught that they should tell their people that they should not stand up to evil government, that all evil governments of God, and that we should just as Christians go along and wait for God to come and God will clean it up. And then the abandonment theology of the rapture's coming. There's nothing we have to do. We can withdraw and just await the rapture. And, folks, the reason we're in trouble in America today, the founding fathers have to be turning over in their graves, because it used to be all the institutions in America used to be run by and controlled by God's people. And because of this mistraining starting in 1907 in all the Christian seminaries and Christian Bible schools across America, and the ministers coming out being brainwashed to teach error and lies to their parishioners, people attending their churches, Christians have abandoned all the institutions. And if we have Christians there today, they're phony Christians acting like that because they know 70-80% of the American people claim to be Christians. And we have allowed Lucifer and their minions to take over all these institutions. And so I'm just so sick of hearing from Christians that have abandoned their duty taught in the Holy Scriptures because they believe and they worship their ministers before they worship God and His Word, and they no longer read the Holy Scriptures. They pay somebody to read them the Scriptures each week, and they leave out so much of what they're supposed to be telling the people that attend church, the pastors. And so we're in this sickening condition today where we're going into the pits of hell, going into this Antichrist world government system, and we don't need to. As you can tell, I'm upset. I'm upset because of my son's situation, yes, and my granddaughter's situation, and that more Army families are being molested as we speak. Very strong possibility of that. But I'm also tired of all the millions and millions of Christians who have withdrawn from their duty, as God said, to occupy this land and the institutions until His return. So I've asked Captain Darrell Eberhardt to come back on, because I'll tell you, this brother has done the greatest work I've ever seen in all these years that I've been a Christian to prove once and for all that our dear brothers and sisters who believe in the pre-trib rapture are being lied to, are being misled, misdirected, and they are not prepared for what is coming. They are absolutely not prepared. Their families aren't prepared because they've been taught there's nothing to worry about because God's coming any minute, and we're going to be whisked out of here, become heavenly bound, and God's going to clean it up. There's nothing we have to do. But Captain Darrell Eberhardt has studied the scriptures to and fro, and he has put together the greatest document I've ever seen on proving once and for all to those brothers and sisters in Christ that we know out there who are wasting away in their prayer closets and occupying a pew instead of the nation and the institutions with their derriere every Sunday, and where we could be out fighting this evil and taking back the institutions, taking back our country. So I don't think there's a more important issue we could be talking about today than having a document which Captain Darrell Eberhardt has put together to prove to those fellow Christians of ours who have been misled that they need to be preparing to go through the tribulation. It is coming. And they're not going to be whisked away. And Captain Darrell Eberhardt, thanks for being with us today. I'd like you to come on here and tell us about this wonderful document you put together for all of us. And we just have to get it in the hands of our brothers and sisters and awaken them so that they can prepare to go through some very rough times. Where am I off base, Captain Darrell Eberhardt?
You're not off base at all anywhere, Jack, and I thank you for the compliments about what I did write about the pre-trib rapture, and really, folks, it's no great brainstorming on my part. I just listed a lot of key Bible verses, and we'll get into that later, that show you very clearly that people like the Lord Jesus Christ, the Apostle Paul, and John's Gospel, that it's very clearly laid out by none other than the Son of God and some of his apostles, that the timing and sequence of this is all spelled out to show that the church is here during the tribulation. But, Jack, it's hard to come on and talk about any subject after you were talking about Augie and his family. And I've got to ask folks, I know we've got prayer warriors out there, to please keep Jack's son and his entire family in prayer. And Jack's wife, Angela, she needs prayer for a mighty healing. And, Jack, you said you've got some heart problems. Is that correct?
Well, high blood pressure. I guess it's because of everything that's happening, brother. But I'm secondary here. We need to really, really pray for my wife. She's have her Gulf War sickness back now after her horrible cancer, breast cancer. And she's gotten over that. We claimed the victory. And now she's got her Gulf War rash back. Horrible, horrible rash that all the Gulf War sick vets got. And she got it originally after she got sick there in 91 after being in the Gulf in the Army. And now it's back and it's all over her body. And the doctors are not aware that this is biological. Our government has injected and placed in the environment biological weapons grade diseases and viruses, and so she's pretty sick with this Gulf War rash that so many of the vets have come back with, and we need her to have prayers too. We appreciate that, Darrell, you're bringing that up, but
and also
Augie,
you, Jack.
Augie and his family too need prayer, and I'm doing okay. I just need to be able to fight and keep fighting, so I need my health for that, you know?
Well, we need you at aid and abet, and we need folks to also pray for you as well as for Angie and for your son, Augie, and his family. And I just, as I always do, Jack, I'm honored to be on with you, the highest decorated police officer in Phoenix history. And I've always got to tell people, and it's so critical now, to get your book, Operation Vampire Killer 2000. As a matter of fact, I think Jack knows by now I won't come on unless he lets me give a plug for it, because it's a great, it's probably the best little primer out there, or primer, as some folks say, on the New World Order. And it's 8.5 by 11 inch format, nicely written. It's illustrated, nice drawings, and tons of quotes by founding fathers, and including the bad guys, the New World Order elite, such as David Rockefeller. And I just urge everyone to get that book from you, Jack, Operation Vampire Killer 2000. It's still $11 postpaid, and you can call Jack's office and get bulk prices. And I just, it's critical to get it into the hands of our police and military. Anyone that wears a uniform, whether they're National Guard, reservists, active duty military, police officers, whether it's local, state police, sheriff's departments, it's critical because we've got generals running around today, retired and active duty, as well as high people in the Bush administration that are all saying that the next major terrorist event, well, it's just too bad. We're going to have to throw the Constitution down the commode and go under martial law. And tears come to their eyes, and they say, we hate to see it. And if we don't get folks alerted right now, Jack, we've got to reach all of those men in uniform, men and women, because, as you say, at aid and abet, if tyranny comes, it's going to generally come in the form of a uniform. And it's just critical, folks. I just beg you, plead with you. Call, and let me give you their office number there, Jack.
Okay.
208-935-7852. That's 208-935-7852, aid and abet. And I ask you, if you can afford to, subscribe to the aid and abet police military newsletter. It covers a lot of issues, not just for police and military. As Jack says, he's taken heat because he's actually covered the pre-trib rapture and other false doctrines. But it's all tied together, as we talked about before, Jack. And I just, again, beg everyone, call and order. If you can, he's got very generous prices on the bulk prices. If you can get 20 or 30 or 40, I've done it a couple times and handed them out to even state police here in Pennsylvania. And I've never got any bad reaction, Jack. One guy refused he didn't want to take it, but the rest of them took them and read it. And those are the folks we need to reach. And I don't think there's a better book out there than Operation Vampire Killer 2000 for waking folks up, not just police and military. It's a must read for all Americans, Jack. And I just thank you for having put that out.
Well, thank you, Brother Darrell, and I just get a red face every time you hold me up like that and give me accolades. My face gets red. I know you can't see it. I'm an Irishman, so my face gets red awful quick. But
I'm getting even, Jack, because you were praising my pre-trib rapture piece so much. But anyway, let me read Ephesians 5:11, and it's critical. And folks, this is not just in one verse in the Bible. I could give you probably 100 from both Old and New Testament that says we're to be out there fighting evil, exposing evil. But here's what Ephesians 5:11 says, Jack. And this is New Testament. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. And that's what we need to be doing, folks, as Christians. We need to. It doesn't matter where that evil falls. If it falls in the government, if it falls in the church, wherever it falls, we as Christians are to expose it, Jack.
Yeah, and, absolutely.
And by the way, you mentioned about heavily Catholic background. Actually, I was born a Methodist. My mom was the only Methodist, only Protestant in the general area.
Oh, I see.
I was actually raised in the Methodist church, but I attended the Catholic church several times with my dad. I took Catholic catechism courses when I married a precious Catholic lady. So I know pretty much a lot about Catholicism. And, of course, as you already mentioned, probably about 90 to 95% of my relatives are Roman Catholic. My best friend ever is Roman Catholic. So I've got I'd probably say about 80 to 90% of my friends are Roman Catholic. So I'm very, very closely attached to Roman Catholicism just by nature of where I was born. And I'd say probably maybe 95% of all my cousins, aunts, and uncles are Roman Catholic too. So that's my background religiously, although I did attend independent fundamental churches, a couple of them, Jack, after I got back in this area after I retired. And I've got to say that that's where I heard the pre-trib rapture being taught. These guys who claim to really follow the Bible, and they also taught that we're to obey government no matter how evil it is. And that's when I quit going to those churches. They have the definitely, Jack, the And they, by the way, that's also independent Baptist churches, a lot of them.
That's
they've
right.
got this
yeah.
bunker mentality that we're to stay within the four walls of the church. We're not to get involved in politics. We're not to go out and fight evil. And don't you know, we're soon going to be out of here, Jack. Why fight? We're on the next flight mentality.
Right.
And it's sickening, Jack. It really is, because it's really spitting on the graves of and I know you didn't call me on to talk about this, but our founding fathers, unbeknownst to many Americans, some of the clergy were big fighters. John Peter Gabriel Muhlenberg was a pastor that led his entire regiment, a Virginia regiment, out to fight the British. He rose to the rank, I believe, of major general. He led a charge with his men under a hell of bullets, and he was chastised for doing that. The man who trained the Lexington militiamen, where the shot was fired, heard round the world when the British first went out to do some gun confiscation, was a pastor named Jonas Clark.
Yeah.
He trained the militia, the Lexington militia. So we've got pastors all over the board helping set up our republic, Jack. And so that's the true history of American Christianity.
That's the history, brother. That's the true history. Thank you. Okay. Hold on, Brother Daryl, and we'll be right back. Daryl's retired military man, folks, and we love him for his service that, for all those 20 years, and we love him for his service today for all of us out here. Get your pencils and papers ready. We'll be back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
With Mother's Day rapidly approaching on May 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The Classic Rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts, and when you buy any 2 gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses, dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
Okay, folks, welcome welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. And Captain Daryl Eberhardt, I forgot to pass this on. My son Augie has been told unofficially that when they get him out of there, they're anxious to get him out of there so bad and get him back here to the States and his family, CID is going to drop the investigation in this pedophile doctor. And it brings me back, Daryl, when you and I met a number of years ago, you told me that when you were in intelligence with the military, that you and your team came across a white slavery ring that seemed to be connected to our government. And when you got into that investigation, you were made to stop that investigation. And I have heard from a sergeant up in New York City who's a sex crimes investigator, and of course from Senator John DeCamp, that there are pedophile rings in the military among some of the top officials. And this stinks. This really does stink, Captain Daryl Eberhardt, that they're protecting this pedophile doctor there in Heidelberg, Germany. I don't know. I have no proof, but seems like if they're going to drop the investigation when my son leaves, what's that make you think about, Daryl?
Well, you may have me mixed up with someone else, Jack. I never got involved with any of that. My involvement in the intelligence community was strictly gathering intelligence information against the Soviet Union and against Middle Eastern targets. But I'll tell you this, Jack, is they probably do want it to go away real quick. And to protect this guy, he's probably got some friends fairly high up in the military that are protecting him, and that's why they want to get your son back to the States and just hope everyone will forget about it, that it gets swept under the carpet, and they're probably hoping your son's going to retire, which I would advise them to do. When he gets the minimum time, just go ahead and punch out of the Army, because, Jack, the military was going downhill very badly when I left in 1985. A lot of things had changed. So, my advice to your son would be to cut his losses, get out, and he'd get his retirement. And if we can get that guy exposed over there, that's great. He's already got some exposure gone. And I'll talk to you offline sometime.
Okay.
I have some recommendations.
Okay, brother.
But anyway.
Yeah. I'm sorry to take you away from that, but it just galls me that they're going to drop this case, and they've got this guy still in position to harm other children. But let's get back to the subject matter at hand, brother. Go right ahead, Captain Daryl Eberhardt. Give us the information that I asked you to give us. Go right ahead.
Right. And folks, I'd like to ask, we're not going to do it on this, but after the next break, or maybe when we get a long one, Jack, I'd like to give out the two websites, some Bible verses for people to look up, because not everybody has access to the net, and there are some people that, you know, they just don't go to a library or anything to use a computer, don't know how to use a computer. I realize it. And there's handicapped people, too. So I will be giving out that information, including some books and tapes, Jack, that they can get. And when we do have a long break, Jack, let me know. I'd like to I don't know if it's going to be a treat for anybody, but I wrote a little story while I was waiting for you folks to call.
Okay.
And it ties in beautifully what we're going to be talking about. But I'll tell you one thing I'd like to do right now, and that is just to read a couple quotes. They're so pertinent. One is a very short quote. It was Steve Wahlberg. He wrote an excellent book called End Time Delusions, The Rapture, The Antichrist, Israel, and the End of the World. And I'll be giving you that information later to order that book. But here's what he said. Sadly, the pre-tribulation rapture doctrine has become the great evangelical escape clause for the avoidance of the end times. To which I say amen, Jack. And we'll give Corey Ten Boom when we get back after the break.
Okay, brother. We're at the top of the hour, folks, and we're going to really get into this subject, very serious subject. We could be taking America back quicker than we are. I mean, praise God, more people are waking up right now than ever before. But we could be doing it much more quickly if we could just awaken our brothers and sisters in Christ. And we'll be doing that when we come back with Captain Daryl Eberhardt.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.